American Language Course, Book 23, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your booklet to the activities for Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences.
Number 1. Atmosphere. Atmosphere. Surrounds. Surrounds. The atmosphere is the air which surrounds the earth. Number 2. Layers. Layers. Altitude. Altitude. The atmosphere is made up of layers. The first layer has an altitude of 6 miles. Number 3. Pressure. Pressure. Presses. Presses. The weight of the air is called pressure. This weight presses down on the surface of the earth. Number 4. Nitrogen. Nitrogen. Carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide. The air mostly used of oxygen and nitrogen. There are tiny amounts of carbon dioxide and other gases.
Number 5. Sea level. Sea level. Exerted. Exerted. Sea level is the level of the ocean's surface. There's more pressure exerted at sea level.
Number 6. Atmospheric. Atmospheric. Barometer. Barometer. The instrument used to measure atmospheric pressure is called a barometer.
Look at Figure 1 again and answer the questions. Then repeat the correct answers.
What is the atmosphere? Repeat. The atmosphere is the air which surrounds the earth.
What is the atmosphere made up of?
Repeat. The atmosphere is made up of layers. What's the weight of the air called? Repeat. It's called pressure. What does the weight do to the surface of the earth? Repeat. It presses down on the surface of the earth. What gases is the atmosphere composed of? Repeat. Nitrogen and oxygen. What is another gas present in the atmosphere? Repeat. Carbon dioxide. Where is there more pressure exerted? Repeat. there's more pressure exerted at sea level. What instrument is used to measure atmospheric pressure? Repeat. A barometer.
Go to figure 2. Listen to the paragraph 2 times and write the missing words.
Bill was learning about the atmosphere in class, so he decided to make his own barometer. He used a long glass tube, which was closed at one end, and filled it with mercury. He turned the tube upside down in a bowl of mercury. Air, pressing down on the mercury in the bowl, held the mercury in the tube. His barometer was very simple. It showed the changes in air pressure by how high or low the mercury went in the glass tube. Modern barometers show changes in atmospheric pressure when a metal vacuum box expands or gets smaller. Bill is particularly interested in the study of altitude because he wants to be a pilot someday. He knows the altimeter works like a barometer.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Bill was learning about the atmosphere in class, so he decided to make his own barometer. He used a long glass tube, which was closed at one end, and filled it with mercury. He turned the tube upside down in a bowl of mercury. Air, pressing down on the mercury in the bowl, held the mercury in the tube. His barometer was very simple. It showed the changes in air pressure by how high or low the mercury went in the glass tube. Modern barometers show changes in atmospheric pressure when a metal vacuum box expands or gets smaller. Bill is particularly interested in the study of altitude because he wants to be a pilot someday. He knows the altimeter works like a barometer.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is barometer. B A R O M E T E R. Number 2 is pressing. P R E S-S-I-N-G. Number 3 is pressure. P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E. Number 4 is atmospheric. A-T-M-O-S-P-H-E-R-I-C. Number 5 is vacuum. V-A-C-U-U-M. Number 6 is expands. E-X-P-A-N-D-S. And number 7 is altitude. A-L-T-I-T-U-D. E.
Go to figure 3. Listen to each dialogue first and repeat it the second time. Pay special attention to the intonation. Number 1. Listen.
Does he like candy?
Yes, he likes it a lot. Now listen again and repeat the dialogue.
Does he like candy?
Yes, he likes it a lot. Number 2. Listen.
Will the program be expanded?
No, they don't have the money. Repeat the dialogue.
Will the program be expanded?
No, they don't have the money. Number 3. Listen.
Did the police surround the area?
Yes, they surrounded it. Now repeat the dialogue.
Did the police surround the area?
Yes, they surrounded it. Number 4. Listen.
Was the liquid converted to a gas?
No, it was converted to a solid. Now, repeat the dialogue.
Was the liquid converted to a gas?
No, it was converted to a solid. Number 5. Listen.
Is the atmosphere composed of oxygen and hydrogen?
No, it's composed of oxygen and nitrogen. Now, repeat the dialogue.
Is the atmosphere composed of oxygen and hydrogen?
No, it's composed of oxygen and nitrogen. Number 6. Listen.
Did the storm damage the building?
Yes, it broke out the windows. Now repeat the dialogue.
Did the storm damage the building?
Yes, it broke out the windows. Go to Figure 4. Read the new words and the brief definitions. Perhaps while you read along.
One of the first steps in learning to swim is learning to float. To do that, you must relax your muscles and inhale deeply. It is important to keep some air in the lower part of your lungs. Try to keep that part of your chest expanded even when you exhale. Some people find going underwater difficult after they learn to float. Divers have to learn to go underwater easily. They carry tanks of air so they can stay underwater longer. The air is compressed to last a specific period of time. Underwater, a diver has to support not only atmospheric pressure, but also the pressure exerted by the water.
Go to Figure 5. Listen to a statement about the paragraphs in Figure 4. Circle T if the statement is true. Circle F if the statement is false.
Number 1. Learning to stay on the surface of the water is important for people learning to swim. Number 2. Breathing in deeply and relaxing helps you go underwater. Number 3. The stomach must be expanded in order to float. Number 4. The chest should be enlarged even when you breathe out. Number 5. Divers carry tanks of regular air. Number 6. When they're underwater, divers only support water pressure.
Listen to the statements again and check your answers.
Number one is true. I said, learning to stay on the surface of the water is important for people learning to swim. Number two is false. I said, breathing in deeply and relaxing helps you go underwater. This is false. Breathing in deeply and relaxing helps you float, not sink. Number three is false. I said, the stomach must be expanded in order to float. This is also false. It's the lungs, not the stomach, that need to be expanded. Number four is true. I said, the chest should be enlarged even when you breathe out. Number five is false. I said, divers carry tanks of regular air. This is false. Divers carry tanks of compressed air, not regular air. Number six is also false. I said, when they're underwater, divers only support water pressure. This is false. When they're underwater, divers support both water pressure and atmospheric pressure.
This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 23.